Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our very special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Sam Sorbo. She is an education freedom advocate and also represents Parents Demanding Justice Alliance. We're going to be talking to her on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Holly Mead. I'm Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel.
You know, Sam, we saw, especially during the Biden administration, how parents were trying to speak up on behalf of their children at these school board meetings and other occasions, and seeing them being traumatized, being arrested, so to speak. So this organization that you've started, Parents Demanding Justice Alliance, has that been birthed out of that?
Oh, that's exactly correct. In fact, my co-founder was probably the OG, the original sort of targeted parent. He was invited to speak at a city council meeting where they arrested him. And this is because he was already sort of standing up for parents who were dismayed at the treatment of their children by the schools during COVID and the like. And he ran a coffee shop, and he had a number of parents, because his coffee shop refused to enforce masking, it became a little bit of a gathering place for people who were confused and annoyed and upset. And in fact, many of the parents who came to him had children who were suicidal. They actually had one boy in their community kill himself. The direct result of the lockdowns and the anguish that was caused by some of the actions of the schools. And then that escalated, and he was arrested for having a very peaceful meeting, which the superintendent said this was a very peaceful meeting. Nothing happened. And yet he and two other men were arrested for having that meeting with the principal of the school. And because he had the coffee shop, he was fined $10,000 and given 100 days jail sentence. And the other two men in the meeting were fined $250 and given no jail time. So it was a complete abrogation of his rights. And in fact, it never should have happened. The arrest should be gone now because the arrest was meaningless. It was meaningless initially. But it still exists on his record because they are acting punitively against him. And so we formed this alliance because there's so many of these parents.
Wow. Sam, you've met with the White House and DOJ officials to get some action taking place. There's a newly formed weaponization working group. You mentioned in your press release there are 24 documented cases of parental persecution, from false arrest and gag orders to public doxing and federal surveillance. And your statement here is this is one of the most dangerous assaults on liberty in modern American history. Parents were not just ignored, they were hunted, silenced, persecuted, and financially ruined for exercising their God-given and constitutional rights. What are you asking the White House and the DOJ to do to remedy this assault on parents?
Well, first of all, let me correct the record a little bit. The 24 is, I guess, an old figure because we have amassed a dossier of over 50 parents now, and we keep getting more parents reporting to us. We did meet with Ed Martin. We did meet at the White House as well to try to get some action. What we are looking for is fairly simple. We would like an executive order that at least acknowledges these parents and offers them some form of restitution. These parents were hunted and targeted by their own government, okay? And so we've gone all the way to the federal level because we now have the evidence that Merrick Garland worked together with the FBI to target these parents and label them domestic terrorists and treat them as such. And the reason that this is so important, to answer the second part of your question, is because parental involvement is the number one indicator for academic success of children. When you ostracize the parents from the education equation, you are seeking the destruction of that child. There is no way around that. And so that's what these people are doing. They are actively seeking to destroy these children, at least to destroy their education, which, as we all agree, education is the mover for success for children, is the destruction of those children.
Right. I mean, as you said, if you destroy the family, you've destroyed the nation and the church.
That's correct. That's exactly my point. And so these parents need restitution. We are not talking reparations. We're talking restitution, which is actually giving them back what they had before they were targeted. And this rises to the level of the federal. I would like our president, our what I call our parent in chief, to have an executive order and perhaps a ceremony honoring these parents, because these are the parents that we would like to emulate. These are the parents that we should hold up as the heroes in this story. They stood up on behalf of their children. They defended their children's rights. And that's the kind of parents that we should be looking for in our society, in our culture.
Absolutely. You mentioned that there is in California, a Navy SEAL with 19 years of service. He was stripped of his security clearance and faces involuntary separation from the military after exposing unapproved LGBTQ plus programming in his children's public school. He was doxxed, his
right.
family was doxxed online, and his career is now on the verge of collapse.
This is the kind of military individual we should be looking for.
Absolutely.
These are not the people we want to oust from the military. We have a lawyer who stood up against the masking in his son's school, and the school board went after him. They tried to get him fired from his law firm. He eventually had to leave because they made it so onerous for him to stay at the law firm. He took a job. He took an enormous pay cut and took a job at another law firm. The school board followed him there and tried to get him fired there by threatening to pull their contracts from that law firm. These people are petty tyrants in cheap suits, and they are targeting these parents because they have a little tiny bit of power, and they are exerting that power. We have one father who, I mean, this is not like rising to that level, but this one school board member decided he did not like the father who spoke at the school board. So he called local law enforcement and said, "This man may not enter school property." He doesn't have the right to do that. They arrested the man for picking up his son after school.
School boards should never have that kind of power.
Agreed.
Well, our guest is Sam Sorbo, and you can go to sorbostudios.com, sorbostudios.com, for a lot of information about what Sam does. She is multifaceted, not just on this issue. This is just one of many of your issues, Sam, that you are taking on, and I am so glad you're doing so. You know, one of the things I want to emphasize to our listeners is we have a limited window. We came through 4 years
yes.
of persecution and weaponization of the government. We have a limited window to stop it and turn the corner and permanently stop this from happening again. And I thank you for what you're doing to advance this cause. What can people do to help out and get this word to their representatives or perhaps up to the White House or to the DOJ?
Or other parents that have also been targeted.
Yeah, if they yeah. have issues, like, can they contact you as well and
yes.
explain
so,
their stories?
So on the website, if you just look under my name on the website, you'll find the link for submitting your story. And we, as I said, we're still gathering stories. There are so many of these parents who have been targeted this way, completely inappropriately. But also, we are fundraising. This is difficult work, and it takes a lot of time. And so we're fundraising on behalf of this. We are considering some kind of class action suit. I'm not sure what that would look like. And so that's also going to take some money, obviously. You know, some people ask, well, why didn't these parents turn around and, you know, sue? They don't have the money to sue. The school boards can act without, they're basically funded. They just order the law enforcement around. And the parents don't have the recourse that you might think they might have otherwise. They ruined my partner. Kelly Walker is basically financially bankrupt. He was forced to leave the state because he couldn't conduct his business there. And he still has an arrest on his record. So at the age of 55, he's basically starting over with an arrest on his record at a deficit, if you will. And so these people need our help. And we need to do this because parents are the bedrock of the family. And the family is the bedrock of our nation.
He's one of your co-founders, it looks like, of the Parents Demanding Justice Alliance, and also Alex Newman. We've had him on this program, an award-winning journalist and education advocate
yes.
and expert as well. Our special guest is Sam Sorbo. You can go to sorbostudios.com, sorbostudios.com, and then click on Sam's name, and then you'll find a lot more information about not only this issue, Parents Demanding Justice Alliance, but many other issues that Sam is involved in. Thank you, Sam, for joining us on Faith and Freedom.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.